Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Erotic Example. In this file, you will be made an example in front of a classroom full of university students. But before we can do that, I first have to put you into the right frame of mind. Because I can't just drag you out in front of class, snap my fingers, and, well, you know how that goes. No, it's much more fun if I give you some time to prepare, if I guide you into a much more relaxed state before I even begin the lesson. I've been asked by the teacher to show off what you can do with erotic hypnosis, how big a part the mind plays in arousal and desire, temptation. And this will be your moment to shine. You don't have to do anything but enjoy yourself. And I'm sure that you will. This will be very enjoyable. Now, to do this, it will help to know that while you will be watched, you do not need to do any of the watching. You can simply close your eyes and relax, taking a deep breath and let it all out. And you'll find that every breath helps you to relax. Every breath brings you deeper. And the more you listen to me, the more you'll find the rest of the world fading away. Now, it might be fun to know that I'm going to blindfold you so that you can't see who sees you. Do you think you'll feel comfortable walking out there with a blindfold on, so that nobody can quite recognize you, and you can see who's watching? Now you might find that feeling eyes on you is a nice sensation, something fun to look forward to, because nobody there will know exactly what's happening inside of you. They will only guess at how intense and wonderful the sensations can and will become. So, allow yourself to relax. Enjoy yourself for the moment, as I guide you deeper and deeper, as I softly brush your hair, letting my fingers go down. And as my fingers go down, you'll find that your mind goes down. My hand can even softly massage your head, the back of your neck and your shoulders, as you relax to the sound of my voice, the rhythmic sensation of my words mixed with the pressure of my hands, helping you to relax. And as I continue to caress your hair, I let you draw. And it's a nice feeling, a really nice floaty feeling. And the more you let that happen to yourself, the easier it feels to go deeper. As I lean close, ready to put the blindfold on you, I let you know that you're doing absolutely relaxing it can be. And as I drop you once more, I take you from the back room and slowly lead you into the classroom. It is kind of strange to walk with your eyes closed, trusting me to guide you into the right place, into a chair. You can feel the space around you. You can hear the soft murmuring of many students as they too have been prepared for the demonstration. First, I'll have to introduce myself naturally, and as I do so, you can simply sit in the chair and listen. Hello, I am Nimja, and today I will show you some of the things that you can do with hypnosis and how it can be used together with sexuality and desire. This volunteer has helped for this erotic example that I will show today. Now, there are of course some limits, and I would ask you to remain quiet while I show what they can do. See, the thing is, a lot of sexuality and sensuality is in the mind. Without even touching the body, a simple word could make them shiver. And now, I'm going to make sure that they get all the attention they deserve. As I turn back to you, you can hear my voice closer again, knowing that everything will feel amazing. So what is erotic hypnosis? Well, today is not where I show you how to put someone in a trance, but rather show you how something as simple as a word can have intense effect. Right now, with a blindfold, they cannot see anything, but their mind will imagine everything. Their mind is wondering how you right now are watching them. And their body may feel in an entirely different state. Right now, you are not aware if you're wearing clothes or not. And as soon as that doubt sets in, you can feel yourself being stared at by a whole classroom, wondering if you're naked. And the blush on your cheeks is almost instant. Your body moving shamefully, but also happily. There's a playful smile on your lips that betrays that this is not in any way a problem. See, in a way, the mind is responsible for a lot of what excites us, even if we're not fully aware of it. Sometimes a word can cause a shiver from the neck all the way down. Other times what they focus on is not what they can see, but what they can hear. No matter how quiet the rest of the room attempts to be, you can hear everyone. Their breathing, You can almost hear the questions in their mind as they wonder what's happening to you. And as your body is becoming more aware of every little sound around you, it begins to respond. The blush on your cheek deepens. The warm feelings in your body grow. And that's just for the sound. I'm also going to show you how intense a body will respond to a simple touch when it is in a nice deep trance such as this. If my finger were to touch your arm softly, going from your shoulder all the way down your arm, it is a deep, pleasurable shiver. And if I were to do it again and again, your trance both becomes deeper and more pleasurable. The rest of the room is aware of your breathing, of your blush. And we're going to do one more thing. In a moment, I'd like you to imagine a whiteboard. And on this whiteboard, I'm going to draw a simple image. And no matter what I draw, you'll feel a wonderful warmth spreading through your body. But then I erase it, and as I erase it, your mind appears to be going completely blank. If I were to take off the blindfold, you would remain completely blank, opening your eyes to an empty classroom as empty as your mind. And very gently, I lift the blindfold off your head. And inside the fantasy, you open your eyes blankly. Before you is an empty classroom. And yet, part of you can still hear the presence of other students, can feel that the room is not quite empty. But your mind is enjoyably blank, feeling wonderful. As I softly turn you around, I point you at the actual whiteboard in the room. And I write down 4 letters. Lust. And as your mind reads it, it instantly becomes true, your whole demeanor changing, your breathing becoming warmer. And as I erase it, the feeling passes. Warm. Again, as you read the words, you just feel this really pleasant warmth spreading through your body. As if your whole body is being submerged into a deep, wonderful warmth. Your eyes fixated on the word until I erase it again. The class is staring in rapt attention at your reactions. They wonder, just like you do, which word I will write next. I'm feeling exceptionally teasy, so I write down 5 letters. Crave. The breaths you take are very deep, the reaction of your body obvious to anyone watching. I don't let that word be on the board for too long, so I quickly erase it. And then, just to tease your mind a little bit more, I write down blank. As you read it, you blink, confused, and blink some more. The more you read the words, the more confused you are, and yet it feels so good to be blank. When I erase the words, the letters appear to still be there. You remain so deeply blank. As you're blinking a few more times, I write down a much longer word. Sensitive. And this time, while your eyes are staring at the word, with both hands, I very gently caress the outside of your shoulders down your arms and let you shiver. The rest of the class did not hear the word that I whispered in your ears. While you keep staring at that one word on the beautifully blank board, sensitive, you feel my fingertips again stroking your arms down. Very good. And as I walk around you, I stand between the board and you, and your eyes simply stare through me. I raise my hand and tell you to draw. Your body goes beautifully limp, falling almost like a rag doll, but staying seated as I make sure that you're safe. It is slowly time for you to become aware inside the fantasy, so in front of the class, I let you stand, and as you rise from your chair blank, I let you do a little bow for the rest of the class. Many of them have noticed that you are still deep in trance. And before you is still an empty class, as I help you turn around and move you back into the back room. In there's the same chair where I took you down into trance, and as I let you sit down, you relax. The mind knows that on the whiteboard, even though it is still out of view, the word sensitive is still there. And if you enjoy it, that word may remain in your mind for a little while. As long as you enjoy it, your clothes, your touches, everything will become wonderfully sensitive. You've done incredibly well. I know that everyone enjoyed your erotic example. And I know that all of them wanted more. It's almost a pity that this place doesn't allow for it, isn't it? Well, I guess it's not a good idea to make you moan here in the back room when they can still hear you. So it's time to count you back up. 1, 2, slowly waking. 3, 4, more aware. 5, 6, almost there and stretch a little. 7, 8, almost awake. And 9, 10, wake. And welcome back. Take your time to stretch, open your eyes.